7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
I'll have a baby, Kevin. I'll have a test tube baby.
Yes, hello, welcome. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time for another really poor effort episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I am not having a good start to the day. But I think I'm starting to come around. What's going on? Well, I've got a very annoying situation at hand. I got a football game on at the same time as my motorcycle races are on. You know, the motorcycle races that were actually last night, but they can't show them live because of the Olympics. And so they have to wait. They tape it, then they... Wait, here we go. Okay, no. Oh. Yeah, and so they play the... They play the motorcycle races the next day, which is today, and usually they play them in the afternoon, but no, for some reason they gotta be some god-awful time in the morning right now when my football game is going on. Another corner kick here. I'm watching a United Derby. It's two United teams playing each other. United versus United. It's United on United violence. It's terrible. And should I be watching the race instead? Yeah, I probably should be watching the race instead, but it's that commercial, so let's pour some tea. Oh, that looks so good. Because it is so good. I've been drinking the green tea, the high-class green tea again. I'm probably going to run out of it soon. I should probably buy some more. But that would entail me going to the good store, and I do not go to grocery stores on Sundays. Uh-oh. I'm so messed up, it's not even funny. The score here is 2-3. United is leading 3 points to United's 2 points. Yeah, Varane's receiving instructions, Peter, as well. Oh my God, I feel not good. How am I going to get through this one today? I don't know. Dubious Goals Committee. You wouldn't think it would be so painful. But yeah, I'm just still waiting for a doctor, a spinal injection doctor, to call me and say, hey, would you like to get your spine injected? And I, yeah, that would be great if you think it'll let me walk again. Do we have any racing yet?
I think the wild card Aaron Plessinger is going to get eighth tonight. That's rmfantasysx.com.
No, not yet. I just want to watch some racing. That's all I want to do. Is that too much? It obviously is because nobody's...
Ain't take you, no, we Splendor.
Uncle Grandfather. Al.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the fire is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hire.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Geraldron. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that.
Check this one.
Shake It, Don't Break It, Baby. That was The Cult with Love Removal Machine. And before that, we heard The Specials with Too Much, Too Young. And now it's tea time. Yes, look at that golden nectar. Oh. I do love drinking tea, but everybody knows that already. Oh, it's so good. Yeah. Oh, it's so good. Oh, the deliciousness. Oh. All right, the good news is a lot of the drugs are kicking in, so yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better than I was. Good Lord. Oh. I'm getting some relief, but I cannot lean on my hip like this. I gotta move. Oy. Oh, man, oh, man. Waiting for that doctor to call. Waiting for that doctor to call me. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, yeah, Tobe, suppose he does call. Suppose he does set up an appointment for you. How are you going to get there? You can't walk there. You can't even function. Well, that may be true. But at least I can call a taxi.
Taxi!
Where to, Gov?
Airport.
Holiday!
No, I need to find this girl in Jamaica. No!
Get in! Sit in the back! I know a shortcut! Hold tight!
Thank you.
nice, very nice. So that was Gary Numan with probably my favorite Gary Numan song, War Songs, from the album I Assassin, with Pino Palladino on bass. Before that, we heard Ride on Shooting Star by The Pillows, because we got to play The Pillows at least once a month, otherwise we might, I don't know, melt. Oh, and speaking of Gary Numan, what's the date today? Is it the 24th? Is it close to the 24th? Yeah, we're like 30 days out. We're 4 weeks out from the Gary Numan concert here in town. I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping that I can walk and stand up by then. We're cutting it a little bit close. You know, if I get this spinal injection in the next week and I start doing physical therapy and all that stuff, yeah, maybe I'll be able to walk by the time the concert rolls around. Otherwise, we're going to be in big trouble. Or at least I'm going to be in big trouble. Oh. So yeah, hopefully I'll have a chance to talk to Mr. Numan and invite him to participate / compete / fight in our Synth Battle Royale here on Anon Radio. That's right, Synth Battle Royale, where we like to battle with synthesizers every Friday night at 0300 UTC. That's actually 0300 Saturday mornings, but that's Friday night. If you're in North America, if you're in Europe, well, that's pretty much 3 o'clock in the morning for you. I have no idea what to think. I have no idea what to do. I'm just sort of thinking about lunch, and I'm wondering if I'm going to be able to stand up long enough to make lunch today. Yeah, all I want is some yummy, yummy food. But what do I want?
Banana. Banana.
you made our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special.
Doesn't matter how fast it starts to work. So Kirk Cameron in 1981, Mom. Here she comes.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, we've just been listening to a little bit of ZZ Top with Team Snake Boogie. And we're watching the last couple minutes of the big motorcycle race, the 450 main event. And my guy, Eli Tomac, that's Camo Tile spelled backwards, is in ninth place. He's 30 seconds out of first. That will.
Yeah, he was behind in the pack, not where he wanted to be, but he got caught up behind his teammate, so it wasn't self-inflicted, but at the same time, this is his bad day. It's not too
bad. Yeah, it's not a good day for our boy Eli. They were doing great, and then he was in up near the front and doing great, and then there was this weird thing where he got stuck behind his new teammate, and he came off his bike and he fell back into like 15th place. So he's just, you know, cruising up, passing guys back and forth, trying to get back up there. Now he's in 8th place, 28 seconds out of. Now he's in 7th place. He just passed Ken Roczen. Oh, so much drama in my motorcycle racing. Ugh. I'm starting to get hungry. Did I mention that? I want some food. I want some food. What do I feel like eating today? I don't know. But look at this. I was just going to say, Malcolm Stewart's in third place.
You can see right here, it's really loose right there in that 90-degree corner. The track is really dry.
Marvin waves him. Little accident right there between the two, but tough break for Malcolm Stewart in position to be on the podium.
I was just going to say, Malcolm Stewart's doing so great. He's in third place, and then he goes over the triple.
I think he misses the line just a little bit. Oh, yeah. He
a little wide.
Yep, he started to lean to initiate his turn. Out. And watch his front end. It oversteers and tucks. We call it tucking his front end.
So crazy. He was trying to get to that inside. So much motorcycle racing. I got Supercross to watch, and then MotoGP starts in another couple of weeks. I'm pretty excited about it. And you'll hear all about my excitement right here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So tune in tomorrow and every day, and I'll see you.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.